In her program, Business Plus, Real Ideas for Real Results, Bonnie Ross Parker provides stimulating, thought-provoking, and practical ideas and strategies to give you the additional tools needed to strengthen and expand your business.
It's the win!
Brought to you by Trivani, TRIVANI.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Ross Parker. Thanks for tuning in to Business Plus, Real Ideas for Real Results. Today's topic is working virtually in a successful way, and I have on the line Shalonda Downing. A little bit about her. Shalonda Downing is the owner of Virtual Work Team, LLC. She worked in corporate America for almost 20 years and decided to use her corporate knowledge, especially in the HR field, to provide the same services in a virtual manner to clients around the world. And I'm always pretty impressed with that. Anybody that's got clients around the world, obviously with virtual and internet and cyberspace, we can do business anywhere, right, Shalonda?
Absolutely, Bonnie. It's a blessing.
It really is. So let's get started. So we have plenty of time to kind of enlighten our listeners. And the first thing I want to ask you are, you know, what are some of the things that should be considered before deciding whether or not to work virtually or from a home office? What are some factors that one needs to be aware of? So let's start with that.
Well, that's a great question because, to be honest with you, while a lot of people might not want to hear this, it's not for everyone. So I always advise people when I consult with them to really have a family meeting. Sit down with your family, including your children. If you have a related living situation, meaning an in-law is there or nieces or nephews, talk to the entire family and see if this will work for you. Not every household is conducive to working from home or to working in a virtual manner. So that's key, sitting down with your family members and asking everyone for their opinion on how they feel this will affect them. If you have children that are too small to communicate or understand what's going on, I encourage individuals to really think this through because personally I believe children are a gift from God, and I just don't think that when they're young they should be relegated to a certain area of the house or neglected. I believe they should come first. So while you can't get the years back that you might miss with a young child, you can always start a virtual business or always work from home. So that question is very important because it's the first thing I advise people to do is to have a family meeting. If you're a single person, then you still need to do some contemplating and think about perhaps other relationships in your life and if this will work for you to work home, to work from home without interruptions, because it's still a career. You still have to show up even though you're in your domicile.
You know, what's really interesting too, Shalonda, is I've many times connected with women that are solo entrepreneurs and they're working from home, and I admire that. I do. I never did until, you know, later in life. For me personally, I find it extremely disruptive and unprofessional when I hear dogs and kids and conversations and TVs in the background. And you might want to comment on that. It doesn't lend itself to feeling like you're dealing with somebody that's professional. So what would you say to that if somebody is moving forward in this arena and has decided, you know, they're going to leave the corporate arena, whatever, and they're going to work from home? Aside from just getting the engagement of individuals that are going to be affected, what would you say in terms of that environment and what individuals, women, need to consider before they even think about having a virtual space?
I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. I was actually quoted in an article on MSN regarding this exact same thing that you mentioned. It's very difficult to find people who are honest about the noise level in their home. That's why, again, I say if you have small children, it may not be the time, because you cannot dictate when a child is going to yell, when a child is going to scream. If you have pets, you cannot dictate when that pet is going to bark or meow. It's extremely unprofessional if call someone and you hear somebody say, "Mommy, I'm hungry," or you hear a dog barking in the background. That I couldn't agree with you more. And the way that I present this to people, because some people get discouraged, be it a male or a female, it's not just mommies who are looking to work from home. There's a lot of single dads who are looking to do this. And they get discouraged when you say this, but I try to help them to be empathetic. If you call your credit card company and the customer service rep picks up the phone and you hear a child yelling or a dog barking, your impression of that company plummets immediately. So that is the next thing that I make sure that individuals understand, is that you must have a quiet home office. That is a key component to the success of my company. Everybody that works on my team, they are mature professionals. They already know I cannot have children or animals screaming in the background. And Bonnie, it was hard to get to the point that I am today, 5 years later, because I try to give everybody a chance. But to a point, almost, every time I hired a mom with a small child, it never failed. I would call to check in to see how they were doing, and the background noise and the background, just the level of interaction, even with pets and children, was so disruptive that I had to let many people go. So you're absolutely right. Everybody should really consider, again, it doesn't matter if you're single, married, have children, or have pets, is their home environment quiet? Even if you live in a metropolitan area, if there's always construction or there are always fire trucks going by, it may not be best for you to work from home because it's not professional to hear those things in the background.
Well, then you must love when children answer the phone. That's the other thing that just slays me, Shalonda. I call in and you get this young child. Hi, you've reached the Downings. We're not here right now. You know, and you think you're calling somebody that you want to do business with, you know. Anyway, let's move on. But we've all had that experience. And people that are listening are laughing and they say, oh, my gosh, I've heard that before, too. You know, the dogs, the train, the kid answering the phone, whatever. So what equipment? Okay, somebody decides, they're listening to this, and they finally decided, you know what, I've got all of the accoutrements. I've got the small space, the private space. Nobody's here during the day. This is a perfect time for me to really engage in moving forward on, you know, to have a virtual working station. What are some of the basics, other than, you know, the computer, the fax machine? Are there other things that somebody needs to have in order to really implement this in a very professional way?
I think so. I think that your home office should be set up just like a brick-and-mortar office. And the only thing is you're going to have some creature comfort, so you can take it to the next level. You can get that, you know, ergonomic chair or the very expensive sofa bed and put it in your office, but you cannot ignore the basics. And even though you mentioned already a computer and things like that, I have talked to people who wanted to work virtually, and they may have gotten their first clients, their first assignments, and didn't have things like extra ink cartridges for their printers or, you know, staples in a stapler because they were perhaps creating flyers for someone locally. So you really need to take stock of your home office and make sure that you have the basics before you get into the decorating and the elaborate things. Because I actually find that a lot of people forget about just the regular office supplies. Of course, you need your computer, you need a chair and a desk, but you also need those things that keep an office running. So just mirror the brick-and-mortar world. If you have never worked in an office before, I always tell people consult with someone who has worked in an office environment, and then that way you'll know everything you need. And Bonnie, another thing that's key is to consider what you'll be doing. For instance, if you are going to be doing things that are more so clerical in nature, such as I mentioned earlier, like perhaps creating flyers or some desktop publishing for maybe local businesses, then you might need a different array of supplies than someone who, say, is going to do HR from their home office and they're going to be running background checks and things of that nature. They may not need the same supplies you need. So those two areas need to be taken into consideration. Have the basics, mirror a brick-and-mortar office, and I guess I should say three things. Make sure that you understand what's needed for your industry and your sector.
Good for you. I have been in situations where I've been duplicating, you know, papers for a Joy of Connecting event that I'd be staging, and I'd run out of toner. And there I'd be, Phil, that's my husband, Phil, could you please, please, please go to Office Max? That won't happen anymore. Having the extra staples, having the extra toner, you know, colored toner, black toner, having the things you need, the file folders, all those things need to be close at hand, even postage and envelopes, anything that would keep the business or keep your work going needs to have backup. It's no different than running out of something, you know, in the cabinet that you're doing the recipe and suddenly you realize you forgot to buy the sugar, you forgot to buy the flour, you ran out of eggs or whatever. And sometimes we lose sight of that, particularly if we're working for someone else, because they tend to keep, you know, the cupboard stock. So I think what you said about having the supplies, even some of the basics, is really relevant. So somebody decides to market a virtual business. You know, they get excited about it. They think this is just going to be the right way for them. They set the stage. They have the supplies. They have a suitable space, non-disruptive during the day. What is involved in marketing a virtual business?
I think now things have shifted. They're still the old favorites. You know, press releases are not dead, despite what some people say. Things of that nature are not dead. Simply reaching out to someone via the telephone is not dead. I think that's one of the most proactive ways that you can introduce yourself to someone. However, social media has taken marketing to another level. I mean, it's not only basically free of charge, but the amount of people that you can reach who are already interested in what you do is amazing, because that's what marketing is. You're really trying to target a demographic that can use your products or services. So when you are on social media, you've already gathered a group of people together who are interested in what you do. And so it has really changed the game, Bonnie, for marketing. I tell people all the time, out of the, I would say the big four, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, LinkedIn has been fantastic for my business personally. The individuals who are on LinkedIn are other professionals. There are other individuals who are looking to either collaborate or they're looking to perhaps get advice or they may want to work for you. You can really find great talent on LinkedIn with verifiable references, unlike some of the other sites where it's more social. On LinkedIn, you really can find out about the work history of individuals. If you're looking to work for a company like mine, Virtual Work Team, you can find out about the company, about some of the groups that we have going. So, to market your company, I would say really take a strong look at how social media can help you leverage some of the marketing. And it should be done daily. You should spend a little time every day putting your brand or your company front of mind to new individuals.
This has been wonderful. And there's just a lot more to this than just putting a shingle out or putting the word out. You know, even recapping, I mean, getting family engaged, making sure your space is suitable, that you have a realistic picture of your time frame and what may or may not disrupt your day, and having it properly equipped and taking the time to market. It's so much more than just saying, you know, I think I'll be a virtual assistant or create a virtual assistants team or whatever. What else would you like to share with our listeners before we wrap up and give them an opportunity to, you know, to be able to connect with you when this conversation is over? So anything you'd like to wrap up with or share as an additional piece of information that can help them, and then go ahead and give your contact information and your website.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Thank you, Bonnie. I would love for individuals who are interested in working from home, don't fear the process. My first ebook was just completed this month. It's called Online Business in 5 Days. It can you can purchase that on my website, which is virtualworkteam.com. And in that ebook, I share with individuals who want to start an online business and work from home some of the key components to doing it in a successful manner. I talk about some of the resources that I use that worked for me and some of the things that I've used that did not work so well. So I encourage your listeners to visit our website. And again, it's virtualworkteam.com. We also have a newsletter that's geared toward helping individuals who want to work virtually in a successful manner. And that's free of charge. The ebook is very inexpensive. I priced it at $10 so that people who need it can afford it. And it's very, there's also a special consultation package that I'm offering with that, so that if your listeners are lost and they need someone to help walk them and guide them through the 5 days of starting their online business, I'll consult with them at a discount. So I would like to offer that to any of your listeners, and I'm more than happy to help get people people on the path to working virtually in a successful manner. And I appreciate you having me on the show today.
This was great. And her 800 number, Shalonda, is in the Chicago area, so that is the central time zone, and it's 800-478-3112. Thanks, Shalonda, for being with us. And for those that were listening, you decide that this is the direction you want to go. There's an ebook available. You can call her. All the advice that she can offer you that's on the website, don't hesitate. We look to provide wonderful resources for our listeners, and Shalonda was one of them. So thanks for being with me. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Brought to you by Trivani, TRIVANI.com.
Let's begin. It's the win. Listen, laugh, and learn, and understand. Hopefully that you can. It's the Women's Information Network. It's the Win.